Shortly after Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull took over the leadership, he released his signature National Innovation and Science Agenda. This week, we've seen the government announce a $1 billion fund for clean energy innovation. But what else do we need to kickstart the so-called ideas boom? With the federal budget now being brought forward to May 3rd, On the Money's coverage this week turns to innovation and asks what the experts would like to see from the budget. Andrew Barclay with this report.
The world and its economy are changing, so Australia needs to focus on innovation, turning ideas into successful products. That's why the Australian government is helping innovators get funding, assisting research and business to work together, and ensuring our kids learn the skills of the future. All of us working together will drive a new boom to generate jobs and prosperity. Welcome to the Ideas Boom.
This is how Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's signature policy, the National Innovation and Science Agenda, was sold to Australia in a glitzy government advertising campaign. Worth a combined $1.1 billion over 4 years, the government says the National Innovation and Science Agenda will help in creating a culture where we embrace risk, move quickly to back good ideas, and learn from our mistakes. For their part, the Labor Party want to enable future innovation by allowing young entrepreneurs to come to Australia, stay here, or get help after university to boost innovation and technology. As part of Labor's plan, 2,000 overseas students would receive one-year graduate entrepreneur visas, enabling them to extend their stay in Australia. Ed Husic is the Shadow Parliamentary Secretary to the Leader of the Opposition, assisting with digital innovation and startups. He says allowing talented people to stay in Australia is key for our innovation future. Ed Husic says he isn't worried about the brain drain of the 20,000 Australians currently living in Silicon Valley.
I look at it as a glass half full proposition, which is they're over there right now building experience and wealth. And based on the conversations I've had with a lot of Aussies in Silicon Valley, you know, they do see themselves coming back. So I'm happy for them to go forth, come back, build a local ecosystem. But in the meantime, we've also got an ability to attract others here, just like what other countries are doing with our talent, and supplement the system locally.
To develop its innovation policy, the Turnbull government held a Senate inquiry into the challenges to Australian industries and jobs posed by increasing global competition. Basically, how Australia will remain competitive in the future. Roy Green, Dean of the UTS Business School, is an innovation expert and wrote a key part of this Senate inquiry into Australia's national innovation system. Professor Green says the National Innovation and Science Agenda was merely the starting point, and the government will need to continue to provide policies that will drive future innovation. There is a widespread consensus among industry that spending on education, and in particular higher education spending, should be a key part of the budget. And Roy Green agrees.
A wish list would be certainly to boost spending in the area of education, innovation and skills. Clearly, we're lagging the world in the proportion of public money going into higher education. We're lagging the world in terms of our R&D as well, but lagging the world mostly in the translation of that research into outcomes that are beneficial for our community.
Roy Green says the $9.7 billion spent on research and innovation each year, spread across 13 portfolios and 150 individual budget line items, isn't connected in a meaningful way. According to Professor Green, the research and development tax incentive also takes up too much of the government spend.
We've allowed the R&D tax incentive to scoop up a third of the money available for research and innovation. There has to be some rebalancing within the money spent, as well as the development of new programs and funding of new initiatives.
Kate Erickson is the head of innovation at PricewaterhouseCoopers, an international consulting firm, and an expert in digital innovation. Kate Erickson says a key element of the budget should be directed at incentivising businesses and universities to collaborate more on innovation, because Australia is uniquely placed to solve some of the innovation dilemmas the world faces. According to Kate Erickson, more than providing funding, the budget needs to build Australia as a global hub for innovation.
And it would be great to see the government continue not just to provide the infrastructure and remove the blockers on the roads, but to sort of hoist up that sign that says, we're up for this, who's in, encourage that collaboration.
While experts agree the tight budgetary times we find ourselves in means it's unlikely there'll be extra spending allocated to innovation in the budget, is Roy Green from UTS Business School confident he'll get his wish list on May 3?
Well, I'm certainly not confident that we'll see an expansion of spending. This government, prior to Malcolm Turnbull becoming Prime Minister, took $3 billion out of the research and innovation and education spending portfolios. It's put $1 billion back with the National Innovation and Science Agenda, but it seems unlikely to me that there will be any additional spending this time around in the budget.
Roy Green says it's important that the budget addresses the mix of the $9.7 billion we currently spend on innovation, what he calls a rebalancing.
If we threw it all up in the air, where would we want it to land? And it may not land in the places where it lands now. Certainly you wouldn't have such a high proportion going to the R&D tax incentive. And if you did, you might change the R&D tax incentive structure somewhat to favour business-university collaborations.
And if Roy Green had one message for the government before the budget when it comes to innovation, aim big.
That report by Andrew Barclay. Next week, our coverage of the federal budget continues. We'll be looking at tax reform. We know we've heard a lot about it, but what's actually on the table? And are company tax rates the best way to go? You'll have to tune in to find out.